weighing accusations against the comedian that he drugged and assaulted a former Temple University worker in 2004. This is USA Radio News.
Staples knows that when your desk has seen better days and months, it's time. When your old whiteboard is now your old grayboard, it's time. When your office chairs recline, even though they weren't designed to, it's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has everything to furnish your office at great prices, like Staples Hike and Share. Now $129.99, a $100 savings. Staples, it's pro time.
And 61717, valid on SKUs 225-7054 and 990-119.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, Sid. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
One, two, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
In just a few hours, Attorney General Jeff Sessions will testify before the U.S. Senate Intelligence Committee in an open hearing. Sharon Reed has a preview.
The former Alabama senator requested the hearing be open to the public. In a written statement, the Justice Department said Sessions, quote, believes it's important for the American people to hear the truth directly from him. The hearing will question the Attorney General's alleged role in the controversy surrounding the president's campaign and possible ties to Russia. During a closed Senate hearing last week, fired FBI Director James Comey told senators about a potential third undisclosed meeting between Sessions and a senior Russian diplomat before the presidential election.
The White House rejecting reports President Trump is considering firing the special counsel in charge of the Russia investigation. The president's friend Chris Ruddy claimed he believes Trump is considering firing Robert Mueller, but multiple reports have White House officials saying Ruddy was speaking for himself. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root. I need to take care of my heart at the cellular level with Super Ubiquinol CoQ10 from Life Extension. This powerful antioxidant promotes heart health and cellular energy production. Now you can get Super Ubiquinol CoQ10 at half off, plus free shipping and handling, plus a free six-month subscription to Life Extension magazine. Call toll-free 855-870-6622, 855-870-6622, or go to lifeextension.com/war. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
The Department of Defense releasing the identities of three U.S. soldiers killed in Afghanistan. They were shot on June 10th. The three soldiers, all in their 20s, were supporting Operation Freedom's Sentinel. They were Eric Hoke of Maryland, William Bays of California, and Dylan Baldridge of North Carolina. Although the Taliban claimed responsibility for the attack, the Pentagon says it's still investigating that incident. The state attorneys general for Maryland and the District of Columbia suing President Trump for allegedly violating the Constitution. Here's Priscilla Huff.
The central argument is about the Emoluments Clause, about not accepting presents or offices from any king or foreign state. The case is about, quote, unprecedented constitutional violations due to the fact that Donald Trump has not fully separated himself from his businesses. The case will require President Trump to hand over his tax returns as evidence, and that alone is expected to send it all the way to the U.S. Supreme Court.
A new study reports young drivers diagnosed with attention deficit hyperactivity disorder are 36% more likely to get in wrecks. But that percentage is actually much lower than earlier research indicated. One of the study's co-authors saying the findings show that ADHD among young drivers does warrant concern, but that the risks around those drivers are manageable. And the Golden State Warriors are NBA champs, beating the Cleveland Cavaliers in five games. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
Just like I'm talking to meetings, tapping on the line, like, you know, like,
welcome to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. I'm your host, Chris Bianco. I am the principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Blue Panther Business Partners offers practical advice, hands-on assistance to the business owner whenever he seems to have time to improve his or her business. We do that by helping you with the wish list. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology, helping people seeking advice for buying new technology, latest apps, technology news, buying software. If you would like to get in touch with me at the show, you can call me at 908-237-0410. My email is goodmorning@huntingchamber.com. You can message me through Facebook at Tech Today. And if you'd like to get in touch with me outside of the show, my email address and my website is on bluepantherbiz.com. Welcome back to another edition of Tech Today. We've had a lot of things to talk about, new gadgets coming our way. And let's talk about what is available for us to check out. The first one is we've heard a lot about the home speakers, right? We have Apple's getting into the smart speaker market with the HomePod. The company first entirely new product in 3 years. It's a relatively young hardware category made popular by the Amazon Echo. Now, more tech companies are rushing out their own versions of the device. You've probably heard about talking speakers, but perhaps you're wondered how they work and what they mean for your privacy. Here, that's the real rub, isn't it? So what is a smart speaker? A smart speaker is a smart Wi-Fi connected speaker controlled with voice commands to use the hands-free device. You speak a trigger phrase like, "Hey Siri," or OK Google, or Alexa, and then ask a question such as, what's the weather? Or make a request like, order a Lyft. The speakers are powered by smart assistants like Siri and Alexa that talk back. What is it used for? Well, smart speaker is primarily used to stream music and news. It's to set timers and reminders, manage shopping lists, and control connected home devices like lights or thermostats. Amazon recently added message and call options, so the speakers will likely be used even more for communications in the future. The Echo is handy for ordering things like Amazon Prime, but it struggles with answering basic knowledge questions. Meanwhile, the Google Home, unsurprisingly, is great for Googling things. So who makes them? Amazon created the smart speaker market in 2014 with the release of the Echo. Google followed in 2016 with the Google Home, and Microsoft is currently working with Harman Kardon to invoke the smart speaker, which uses voice assistant Cortana. In early June, Apple announced the HomePod, but it won't be available until December. Third-party devices such as Lenovo's Smart Assistant also use Amazon's Alexa Assistant. As of now, most smart speakers plug into a wall, so they are not portable. Amazon's smaller battery-operated Tap device is designed to play on the go. You can push a button to start Alexa, voice conversations, or use the new hands-free mode. Here's a look at the options available now or in the coming year. Amazon Echo is $180. The Echo Dot is $50, which connects to bigger speakers. The portable Echo Tap is $130, and Echo Show is $230, a speaker with a touchscreen and camera launching in June 26th. Google Home is $129. Apple's HomePod is $329, which debuts in December. Harman Kardon invokes with Cortana, slated for 2017 year-end launch, no pricing announced. What about the sound quality? Well, the Amazon Echo and Google Home are adequate speakers for the price point, but music lovers can connect to them with Bluetooth speakers for better sound. The Echo Dot also attaches to existing speaker systems over Bluetooth or with an audio cable. Apple is marketing the HomePod as a much higher quality speaker, and it is when hosted against Sonos speakers and the Amazon Echo, the sound was superior.
Using its microphones to measure the size of a room, the HomePod senses its location and adjusts the sound accordingly. Each product is a way for a company to sell its own services, like Apple Music, Amazon Prime, and Google Play. But the ability to work with third parties is part of what makes them most useful. The Echo can play music from popular music services like Spotify, Pandora, TuneIn, Heart Radio. It's currently the leader in the area with more than 10,000 third-party voice apps called Skills. Although most of these skills aren't useful, it's possible to order a pizza or flowers, get wine recommendations, or check your bank account balance. Google has fewer third-party integrations and said it plans to add more in its platform soon. It's unclear if the HomePod will work with third-party services right away. Siri can do the usual smart assistant tasks, but the device's music commands are designed specifically to work with a $10 monthly Apple Music subscription. Without one, users can only ask Siri to play podcasts or Beats One Radio. To listen to music from a library or any other service, you'll need to stream them via AirPlay for an iPhone or iPad. What about privacy? Well, smart speakers have powerful microphones that are always listening. This can be an unsettling concept for people worried about privacy, but companies say they're not recording when not in use. Once the devices hear a wake word or phrase, they start recording and send your voice to the cloud to complete the request. Even though Apple, Amazon, and Google encrypt the data, recordings are saved. In fact, police recently tried to get an Echo's recording as evidence in a recent murder trial. The Home and Echo also include mute buttons. Apple did not say if its speaker could be muted. Anyone who is busy cooking, holding kids, or doing other tasks at home will benefit from a hands-free computer. Because the devices understand your natural way of speaking, smart speakers are less complicated to operate than other gadgets, making an easier-to-use tool for the services. The list of tasks you can do with just voice is growing across all the devices. The industry is betting this will be the future of how we interact with computers. Their common inspiration for what's ahead is Star Trek's omnipresent voice-activated assistant computer, which could do everything from calculating Starship's trajectory to making a nice cup of tea. What I suggest, folks, is before you jump on the bandwagon for all this, is you probably have a smartphone, and all the smartphones have the same type of voice activation. So why don't you try that out first and see how you like it and see what you can get available through that. So if you have an Android, you can start the voice activation with OK Google. If you have a computer, you can start with Windows 10 as Cortana. And if you have an iPhone, you can always interact with Siri. And I watch people do it, and I really don't see a lot of efficiency out of it. Seems entertaining. Seems like we're getting somewhere. But quite honestly, you could probably do it a lot faster if you just tapped or looked and did a little quick search. But give it a try before you plunk down $120, $150, $325. Try it on your phone. Try it on your computer. See how it works. Don't buy into the hype that all of a sudden the speaker is going to magically be able to understand a person's voice commands as easy as we think. And you might be able to save yourself some money. For those of you that have to be the ones that own a gadget first and have to show off to your friends, well, there's no solution for that. You're simply going to be one of those people that wants to be a front runner. And that's great. You get to test it out, and we get to find out the bugs and hear about the trials and tribulations. But for most of us who need to save that $320, try it out with what you already have, see how it works for you, and see if it's worth it. At some point, you're right, it could grow into something that's going to be part of our normal cultural in society, but not necessarily right now, and who knows what's going to be coming around the corner. It's 10:16, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with more of Tech Today in just a moment.
Standpoint of survival with food lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
A college education, you don't have to go into debt before.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
All right, welcome back to Tech Today. We're on HuntonChamberRadio.com, the voice of business, and in business is technology. And so let's find out what's happening in business that is affecting technology. Well, the big one is Uber. Uber was the breakout, right? It was the thing that people caught on to disrupt the taxi and limousine industry. A little bit after that, Uber started to grow. Another company called Lyft came along. And Lyft has always been lagging behind, but not by far. As it turns out, though, Lyft could take advantage of the crisis that's going on at Uber. So as Uber endures scandals, Lyft capitalizes on an opportunity. Written by Mac McFarland on CNN Tech. He says that an Uber has spent the year mired in constant turmoil. Its rival, Lyft, is on a starkly different path. Lyft announced Monday a $25 million investment from Jaguar Land Rover, which will work with Lyft to test new mobility services such as self-driving cars. It's the latest in a flurry of news this year from the ride-hailing company. Lyft has expanded to 150 new cities this year and seen ridership skyrocket. In the first 3 months of 2017, the number of Lyft rides hit 70.4 million, a 240% increase from the same period in 2016, according to the company. Lyft saw a 60% increase in passengers taking their first ride after Delete Uber trended earlier this year. Delete Uber was a hashtag, by the way. It's also struck an autonomous vehicle partnership with General Motors, Waymo, Google's self-driving car company, and Nutonomy. Unlike Uber, Lyft hasn't sought to develop self-driving software independently. Instead, it's made nice with some of the strongest and most experienced players in the fiercely competitive world of autonomous vehicles. When Lyft gets all three of their companies out there executing, they are going to have three different views on technology, Gartner Research Director Michael Ramsey told CNN Tech, and they're going to have a really good insight into whole stuff works best. Meanwhile, Uber's self-driving car program has been plagued by a lawsuit from Waymo, which led to the firing of Uber's top self-driving car engineer in May. And that's far from the only high-ranking departure from Uber in the past 3 months. Its president, chief financial officer, head of communications, and chief business officer have all exited. Uber still has a commanding lead over Lyft, spread faster to far more cities and achieved broader name recognition. But Uber's mistakes have opened the door for Lyft, which has been better at general operations than Uber for a while. According to Ramsey, Lyft drivers make more money and are more satisfied than Uber drivers. According to research from the rideshare guy, Uber Pool, for example, has been unpopular with Uber drivers. The Land Rover investment is part of the $600 million Lyft raised in April, valuing the company at $7.5 billion. Uber, in contrast, has raised $12.5 billion and is valued at $68 billion, while Lyft may never overtake Uber. These last few months have shown that it definitely isn't going away. Over the last year or so, I've had the pleasure of using both Lyft and Uber, and also taxicabs. I like the concept. I was fearful and reserved at first, wondering what it would be like to get into somebody's car, but every person that's ever driven a Lyft or an Uber has been extremely hospitable, very pleasant, great conversation. So it's been a pleasure to work with. The one of the biggest frustrations to me was that Uber always left out the concept of the tip as a very nebulous and vague concept, where in Lyft, it's pretty much built into the app. In addition, because Uber didn't put it into the app, you had to always pay cash for the tip, which I didn't have a lot of. So I like to use Lyft a lot because I could build the tip into the actual payment, and that was very helpful. Lyft and Uber are both in our area now. They're not very strong at this point. Those drivers that are looking to start a job, part-time job, I highly recommend that you look into it because we are in desperate need of more transportation in Huntington County. There's a lot of folks that need this type of rider program. They're counting on the link. They're counting on taxicabs. Taxicabs are rather expensive, and you have to have cash. And Lyft and Uber changed that. So I would highly recommend that if you are somebody that's looking for a job, look into Lyft and Uber and come on over to this part of the country. Is it going to be lucrative initially? No, it's not. You're going to go and find the places that you're going to get more rides in a very short period of time. But for those of you that are looking for part-time work and don't want to drive very far, it's certainly an opportunity. So check it out. And I know there's more on the way. There's been a couple other car companies that have been in New York, so stay tuned for that as well. It's 10:26. Let's see what else is happening on In terms of tech. Verizon has got a challenge of Facebook and Google, and that's going to begin to take shape. This is written by Market Realist, or it's published in Market Realist, and written by Rachel Gunter on June 12th. It says Verizon recently unveiled a team that was formed to steer its media division called Oath, which would combine its AOL and Yahoo assets. The announcement by AOL CEO Tim Armstrong comprises talent pulled from Verizon, Yahoo, and AOL. Key personnel tapped from Yahoo include Tim Melman and Addie LaTranta for various technology-oriented roles. Its leadership team for Oath is being assembled ahead of closing of the Yahoo acquisition, which is expected actually today. Verizon paid $4.5 billion for Yahoo's digital assets, including Yahoo Finance and Yahoo Sports. So advertising technologies contributed by AOL and Yahoo are expected to benefit Verizon in its push for a larger share of the $129.2 billion digital advertising market in the U.S. Facebook and Google could find concern with respect to Verizon's initiative. Verizon is set to stir competition for online advertising dollars, a space dominated by Facebook and Google. Given that advertisers are looking for alternatives to challenge the Facebook-Google duopoly, the rise of Verizon as an advertising force could put spending away from the could pull spending away from the market leaders. The shift could affect the top and bottom lines of Facebook and Google. So be on the lookout for that. So we could have a disruption in the advertising space, essentially. All right, we are at a break. We're going to do the news. We'll be back with more of Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions will be testifying today before the Senate Intelligence Committee, and as Sharon Reed reports, it'll be an open session and not behind closed doors.
In a written statement, the Justice Department said Sessions, quote, believes it's important for the American people to hear the truth directly from him. The hearing will question the Attorney General's alleged role in the controversy surrounding the president's campaign and possible ties to Russia.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer says the White House believes the U.S. Supreme Court will eventually uphold President Trump's revised executive order on travel to the U.S. from six Middle East nations that after a second appellate court ruling upheld a block on the ban yesterday.
These are very dangerous times, and we need every available tool at our disposal to prevent terrorists from entering the United States and committing acts of bloodshed and violence.
This is USA Radio News.
For years, Ovation Cell Therapy has been repairing dry, damaged, flat, lifeless hair. I use Ovation and love it. What are you waiting for? The unique breakthrough cell therapy treatment uses amino acids, key nutrients, and vital proteins to nourish the scalp and treat the hair from root to end. You won't find a treatment like cell therapy in any other hair care line, and it's 100% guaranteed. Whether you have split ends, curly hair, flat hair, damaged hair, or hair that's breaking off, Ovation Cell Therapy will work for you. Get your healthy hair back. Now is the perfect time at OvationHair.com. It's the perfect time because this week is free shipping for a limited time, so hurry and save money now. Go to OvationHair.com and new customers can save even more by selecting USA Radio News at checkout. That's OvationHair.com. Free shipping is on now, but it ends soon, so hurry.
Thank you.
This is Tech Today. We're on HuntandChamberRadio.com. Weekly show about technology news, apps, latest advice, and buying hardware and software. And one of the apps that's been around for quite some time is Snapchat. Now, we have a number of social media apps that are out there. Facebook, obviously, is one of the big ones. But what's interesting is that there's another aspect to this, and that is the live video. And one of them that's been a market leader is Snapchat. Now, not too long ago, there was an article that said that Snapchat has a real problem on their hands because people are not, teens are not downloading it anymore. But who is kind of trying to use it in an innovative business way? Well, that would be McDonald's. McDonald's may have a job for you if you're looking for work, but you're going to have to do it via Snapchat. CNN Tech reports that the fast food giant said Monday that it plans to hire 250,000 crew members for the summer in the U.S. To get the word out, the company is turning to Snapchat. As we see the younger generations seeking out their jobs, we want to make them aware of the great opportunities available at McDonald's, said Jez Langhorn, a human resources executive with McDonald's USA, said in a statement. Starting Tuesday, the company will roll out a series of 10-second Snapchat ads that show McDonald's workers talking about why they like the gig. Viewers can swipe up to go straight to the company's careers website, which they can apply for jobs at the local restaurants. The positions are temporary and will last from June to August, according to McDonald's spokesperson Andrea Abate. The chain has targeted young people for summer work in the past. Last year, McDonald's said it expected to hire more than 130,000 people ages 16 to 24 for summer jobs. The company declined to share how many seasonal workers it ultimately bought on, but said this year's number marks an increase. McDonald's currently has about 850,000 restaurant employees in the U.S. Every year, the number of 16 to 24-year-olds actively seeking work gets a big bump between April and July when school lets out. According to the Bureau of Labor and Statistics, last July there were 23.1 million people in that age group who were either working or actively looking for a job. So you want to be high-tech, you want to be current, you want to be engaging the millennials? There you go. You got to use Snapchat to do it. So start thinking about that. How can you use social media in an engaging way to get your information out there? If you have a product that is needed and desired by the millennials, then you really need to start embracing Snapchat, because that is... that's a lost opportunity right there. So check all that out. Moving on, let's see what else we have that would be of interest. We've been hearing about the Russians and their involvement in the election. Well, let's see. There's some information here that might be of use to us. Engadget reports that the report, Russia hacked election systems in 39 U.S. states. Steve Dent reports that Russia's U.S. election meddling was much more widespread than public has been told, according to a report from Bloomberg. Hackers attacked vote systems in 39 states, accessed campaign finance databases in one state, and tried to delete or alter voter data in Illinois. While officials don't believe the attackers changed any results, the situation was serious enough that President Obama took the unusual step of complaining to the Kremlin on the red phone back in channels. After the November elections, officials in the Obama administration accused Russian President Vladimir Putin of attacking the U.S. election and imposed sanctions on the nation. Reuters later reported that FBI was conducting three separate investigations into Russian election hacking that targeted Democratic Party workers. The latest reports from unnamed U.S. officials, however, suggest that things went actually worse than thought. In July of 2016, election officials discovered a breach in the voter database, which led investigators to IP addresses and other digital signatures. Investigators subsequently discovered similar signs of attacks in 37 other U.S. states. Hackers attempted and failed to alter Illinois voter databases, something that wasn't known until now. Unnamed officials told Bloomberg they're worried it was just a test run for Russians in preparation for a more aggressive attack, according to the NSA documents obtained by The Intercept, which resulted in the arrest of leaker Reality Lee Winner. Russia's GRU military intelligence arm tried to take over the computers of 122 local election officials prior to the November vote. The DHS told U.S. swing states to protect their voting systems from attacks last year, but officials in states like Georgia brushed aside the advice. After resistance from Republicans, voting machines were declared, quote, critical infrastructure, deferring foreign interference and allowing the DHS to give assistance to state or local officials who request it. Until recently, Putin was vehemently denied the Russians were involved in hacking U.S. elections. However, earlier this month, Putin acknowledged that the Russian hacking into the U.S. election was theoretically possible, unquote, while still insisting the government had no role. The Trump administration hasn't taken the problem seriously enough, according to an ex-FBI official. President Obama reportedly contacted the Kremlin on a new red phone communication system established in 2011. The report states the White House showed the Kremlin proof of the attacks and asked for more information. But the hackers' work continued away. In the end, Obama reportedly decided not to reveal the extent of Russian activity, worrying it would shake the public's faith in the election process, a decision he may regret now. As you continue to open up more things that are technology-driven and connected, they are written by human beings, and anything written by a human being can be broken by a human being. And so this is where my skepticism of the Internet of Things comes along. The Internet of Things is a great concept. Don't get me wrong. I'm looking forward to seeing that machines can answer and do things for us on their own recognition. But the fact that they're connected and they're written by people who have less skill in programming, because there is no need to desk check work anymore. We have to rush things out to market because they have to get out to meet the demand immediately. That is the scary part. When you start rushing code out to market quickly to meet a business need and a business expectation, you're leaving yourself up for a lot of opportunity to have holes in your security. And when you have holes in your security, somebody is going to find a way to attack that hole and take advantage of it. And so that's the type of stuff we need to worry about. It's 10:43. We're going to take another break. We'll be back with more of Tech Today in just a moment.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 and Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technologies to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Welcome back to Tech Today on HuntingChamberRadio.com. It's time to talk about maps. Google Maps updates its local guides program with a new point system and more levels. Local guides in Google Maps, Google's gamified program for getting its users to update data in Google Maps and upload photos of local venues, is getting a bit of an overhaul today. Most importantly, Google is changing how it rewards points and how its leveling system works. Until today, local guides users were able to scale the ladder up to the fifth level. Once you hit 500 points, there really wasn't much motivation to continue given that you had already made it to the top. With this update, Google is adding five additional levels that take quite a few more points to reach. To make it to level 10, you need to get 100,000 points. Even getting to level 7 takes 5,000 points. That's a lot of photos of Kmarts. Google is also changing the point system. Some information that has a higher impact for Google Maps users, like being the first to add a new place to the map or writing reviews, now earn you more points. As the company also announced today, guides who get to level 4 will now get 3 months of free access to Google Play Music and 75% off rentals in the Google Play Movie Store. So there you have it. It's turning out that public sourcing is the way that these companies are getting a critical mass. Can't do it all on their own. They have a lot of employees, but still, for every spot in the United States and even internationally, it's almost nearly impossible to be everywhere all the time. So why not have people help you? And so they've built a way to do that. And so there you have it. So if you're interested in trying to achieve that type of discount, you can. Moving on to a little bit more about maps and why they're around. The billion-dollar war over maps. Seth Fiegerman on June 7th in CNN Tech reports that during a test drive near Ford's Michigan headquarters, the team noticed something strange with its self-driving cars. Each car shifted slightly at the same point in the lane, as if they were avoiding a pothole, says Jim McBride, Ford's senior technical leader for autonomous cars. The problem wasn't the cars, it was the map. The team had just updated its 3D map of the best route, which helps guide self-driving cars, but a minor glitch caused one pixel on the map to have the wrong data value. It told the car a spot in the ground was raised 10 inches when it was perfectly level. The new map looked perfect to the human eye, McBride says, but not to the eye of a self-driving car. A single incorrect pixel, he says, was enough to throw off the cars. The power of that tiny mapping glitch, which happened a few years ago, highlights the newfound importance of a product many consumers likely take for granted. For much of the last decade, digital maps have helped people pull all basic directions while walking and driving. But tech and auto companies are investing in a new generation of maps for a much more demanding audience, which would be self-driving cars. These maps, often referred to as HD maps, go far beyond basic turn-by-turn directions. Some incorporate continuously updating data on lane markings, street signs, traffic signals, potholes, and even the height of a curb, all down to the centimeter. The maps help the car place itself in the world with a greater degree of accuracy, augmenting the sensors in the vehicle. As an example, McBride says maps can guide cars when the lane markings are covered by snow or a truck is blocking the car's view of a traffic signal. It can also free up car sensors to focus on detecting objects not included on the map, like pedestrians. Maps may not get as much attention as videos of self-driving cars on the road, as the LIDAR laser sensors at the heart of a blockbuster lawsuit between Uber and Google. But they are a key piece of the puzzle under the hood. Maps could help ensure safer deployment of self-driving cars in the next years, and they may just have the potential to create a new billion-dollar industry. If you have an autonomous car, then the map is not going to be an optional feature, says John Rizvetsky, former VP of HERE, a mapping business once owned by Nokia and offers HD maps. It's going to be a core component of the vehicle that will produce ongoing revenue. Unlike traditional navigation systems sold by companies like TomTom, HD maps may need to be updated as much as daily for certain regions. For example, a busy city street that goes through construction and pedestrian areas might need more frequent data than a long, uninterrupted freeway. Rizvetsky says that opens up the possibility of a subscription model that could one day bring in billions for mapping companies. The race to build up the next generation of maps is only getting more crowded. Google, Uber, Ford, and others are each working on collecting data for HD maps and sensors to their autonomous cars. At Waymo, Google's self-driving device division, staffers parse out the data collected to identify objects like driveways and fire hydrants. The cars then automatically send reports back to our mapping team of whenever they detect changes, like construction, according to the company. But the approach is difficult even for companies with a strong bench of technical talent. If you thought creating regular maps for Google was hard, creating self-driving maps is much, much harder, says Brian McClendon, who's Uber's former VP of Maps, who previously worked on Google Maps. The amount of data involved is huge. The precision required is very hard as well. A number of automakers, including General Motors and Volkswagen, have opted to learn more on third-party services to get their maps off the ground. Mobileye, a self-driving car firm recently acquired by Intel for $15 billion, linked agreements with Volkswagen, BMW, and Nissan for a mapping product in the first months of the year. The goal is to pool together mapping data from car manufacturers to generate as much scale as possible, said Dan Calves, Mobileye's chief communications officer. You can spend the money, hire the people, assuming you can hire the right guys, but that will take years. That happens too late for this race, says James Wu, a veteran of the mapping teams of Google and Apple. His startup, DeepMap, announced a $32 million in funding last month with it to provide a full-stack mapping service to companies. Other mapping startups like Civil Maps, backed by Ford, and Mapbox are also working with automakers. Camera, another startup, came out for stealth mode this week with $6.4 million in funding and plans to crowdsource real-time data for maps. That includes offering pedestrian analytics and a real-time event feed for construction and road closures. Google remains the obvious front-runner. The company has deep pockets and a longer history investing in self-driving cars and mapping products like Street View and Google Earth. Lars Rasmussen, co-creator of Google Maps, remembers Google founders Larry Page and Sergey Brin telling his team years ago that they'd have to spend billions of dollars on maps and it's worth it. I think one reason that Maps excited Larry was that he had this idea of self-driving cars, said Rasmussen, who left Google for Facebook. Google may have won the first online mapping battle, sorry Apple, but the HD Maps market is still in its early days. The winner, or winners, is far from the finish line. If you believe self-driving cars will eventually operate everywhere, then every city and street will need to be mapped out in granular detail. To put that in context, Uber's self-driving car team is currently mapping just one city, according to its website, Toronto. It's a green field, says Srevan Podagunta, who's the founder and CEO of Civil Maps. No company has established a majority market share, and even the ones that have a couple cities are spending billions maintaining those maps. As the race heats up, there's a lingering question in the industry about how useful those costly maps will be down the road. Some argue the cars will eventually get smart enough with deep learning technology not to need to rely on extensive maps. In the short term, I can see where it's vital. But that long term may not seem even be 10 years, says Rebecca Lindland, executive analyst with Kelley Blue Book. The conundrum, she says, is just as comprehensive maps hit the market, car companies don't need them anymore. The team at Ford is looking at the possibility of developing algorithms by the cars that don't require a prior map, according to McBride, but he's skeptical of ditching maps entirely. You'd still save the data that you took from the first time you drove there, McBride says, and use it for the second and third and tenth time to make it better. So you can see this is a huge challenge, and yet it's very important for the self-driving cars. And the technology for self-driving cars continues to evolve. Camera sensors, other types of data sensors, and these maps are all going to have some part in the play. And once again, we just described that you can hire all those people, go out and do this granular detail, but with every city in America, every spot in America, that's impossible. But if you can have the technology learn from itself, build a technology that continues to compare and contrast and update its own data, well, now we're going to have the opportunity to do it. But the problem is that you still got to, somebody's still going to be out on the road with data that is not necessarily as accurate as it needs to be, because the cars need to recognize a deviation from the original. And that's the challenge. It's always going to deviate, and how does the car react to it? It's one thing to react to it and send up updates. It's another thing to react to it and make sure it's still safe. That's the true challenge. It is 10:56. We'll get ready for Some Things About Money. They'll be on their way in just a little bit. Do not fear technology. I would like you to use it, understand it, and embrace it. That is the mission of Tech Today, and hopefully we can impart that mission onto you. Stay tuned for Some Things About Money, and then La Salud Mental Importa for the next two shows on HuntingChamberRare.com. Thanks for listening, folks. We'll talk to you again next week.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's physician referral service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Attorney General Jeff Sessions will be testifying today before the Senate Intelligence Committee, and as Sharon Reed reports, it'll be an open session and not behind closed doors.
In a written statement, the Justice Department said Sessions, quote, believes it's important for the American people to hear the truth directly from him. The hearing will question the Attorney General's alleged role in the controversy surrounding the president's campaign and possible ties to Russia.
White House spokesman Sean Spicer says the White House believes the U.S. Supreme Court will eventually uphold President Trump's revised executive order on travel to the U.S. from six Middle East nations. That after a second appellate court ruling upheld a block on the ban yesterday.
These are very dangerous times, and we need every available tool at our disposal to prevent terrorists from entering the United States and committing acts of bloodshed and violence.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. Gold was $300 per ounce when I started buying. Today it's over $1,200. But now I've found a better way to buy gold. All those other firms are selling gold bullion. It's not rare, it's not proven, and they have a huge markup because they've commissioned salesmen. I have found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesale of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. All conservatives understand the hole America's in. We owe $20 trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
The White House dubbed last week Infrastructure Week. This week is Workforce Development Week.
Americans want to work. American companies want to hire. The issue is a mismatch between available jobs and prospective employees' job skills.
That's Labor Secretary Alexander Acosta at a White House briefing yesterday, touting the value of apprenticeship programs to train new workers. President Trump will do the same today during a visit to a county community college in Waukesha, Wisconsin. Then tonight he's going to headline a fundraiser for Wisconsin's Republican Governor Scott Walker. We now know the identities of three U.S. soldiers who were killed in Afghanistan on June 10th. They were Eric Houck of Maryland, William Bays of California, and Dylan Baldridge of North Carolina. The Taliban claimed responsibility for that attack, but the Pentagon says it's still investigating details of that incident. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I'm KFC's extra crispy.